Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kate Burke, and welcome to another episode of Uncovering Unlimiting Beliefs and Beyond. This particular episode is the third in the series around self-awareness, self-approval, inner wisdom, and beyond. And on this particular episode, we're taking a focused look at judgment and any feeling that's arising around judgment, and the focused look at freeing that up, at what is beyond that opening. Just a reminder that this episode and what's taught here, presented, doesn't treat, diagnose, cure, or advise on any medical or psychological condition, and neither does the host, Kate Burke. We're going to get straight into the practical exercise side of things. For those of you who aren't that well tuned into what the Sedona Method Releasing is, just quickly, it's some really easy questions that can point the mind beyond the apparent barrier of judgment, to notice the opening. Sometimes it can be a feeling of the opposite of opening, obviously, which is closed. So it can be a holdback. It can seem like an obstacle, but it is quite easy to free that up, but allow yourself to also experience what's true for you when this is presented. I would suggest, if you're brand new to this episode and haven't heard it before, to take a look at some of the previous episodes presented on Uncovering Unlimiting Beliefs and Beyond radio show here, because they'll introduce it even more so than what's presented here. This is quite an advanced release, yet it's simple enough to just listen along and notice what's arising as best you can. When you do this release, rather than thinking so much from mind, as best you can, take the release deeper and deeper. Sometimes that's referred to as releasing the heart, but whatever heart is, just take it as dig it a little deeper. And that has no meaning either. It's just basically allowing you to explore beyond the when actually releasing as best you can. So this concept of judgment can be a sense of disapproval. So if there's anything in your life that you can tune into the past 24 hours, a week, month, year, if you wish. I'm assuming that coming to this call, because it was titled Judgment, that you may be quite interested to free that up and notice what's beyond. So, as mentioned, go straight into the questions for the yes-no answering. To the questions, you don't have to go into a whole big discussion story. You can just answer yes, no, because that is the quickest way to freedom, if that's what you want. Noticing this is inner freedom beyond that, no matter what's happened in past or appears to be here in this moment. That can be freed up. But you don't have to believe what's said from the host word. As mentioned, what's your inner truth on that? Okay, so could you welcome any judgment that's arising in this moment? It could be something that was presented from other and you're buying into that. So there could be some self-disapproval as well. Just any sense of judgment, feeling that's arriving. Now, when I say welcome, could you notice, could you allow that? And could you welcome any beliefs about the way you need to be or not be? Another word for welcome, just a reminder, is notice, as mentioned. Could you notice any beliefs about the way you need to be or not be? And could you welcome or notice all the beliefs, feelings, judgments, the whole story that go with that? And could you simply just allow all that to be here? And could you just let go? You don't have to know what you're letting go of. Could you just allow the self to simply let go and release? If there's any stillness here, could you just notice that? Now, could you also welcome and notice any wanting to defend, justify, or explain anything around that judgment? Is there any wanting to change it? Could you also notice if there's any wanting approval? Any wanting to control it? Any wanting security? Any wanting to be separate? Or any wanting to be one? And once again, could you just allow yourself to let go? You don't have to know what you're letting go of. Just simply let go as best you can. And if there's any stillness here, you could just simply welcome the stillness. Could you welcome that that belief and its consequences belong to you, control you, influence you, or have anything to do with you? And are you that belief or judgment? Or are you that which is aware of any belief or judgment? And could you welcome that which needs no judgment or belief to be? Now, you may notice that it's a whole lot freer or just a little freer. So what we're going to do is to simply repeat that. And each time that we do a round of those questions, just allow yourself to notice how it can free up beyond that initial judgment, feeling, and belief that you came on the call with. So as best you can, just be as present in this moment and be with the question, hear the voice, and just keep focused. So could you welcome any judgment that's arising? Any remaining judgment? Could you welcome any beliefs about the way you need to be or not be? Could you welcome all the beliefs, feelings, judgment, the whole story that go with that? And could you just allow all that to be here as best you can? And could you just simply allow yourself to let go? And notice any stillness beyond that. You don't have to let go of anything in particular. Just simply allow the self to let go as best you can. And could you welcome anyone wanting to defend, justify, or explain that? Anyone wanting to change it? And could you also welcome anyone in approval? Anyone need to control it? Anyone in security? Anyone wanting to be separate? Or anyone wanting to be one? And once again, could you just simply let go as best you can? You don't have to let go of anything in particular. You can just simply allow yourself to let go. Can you notice any stillness? And could you welcome that that belief and its consequences belong to you, control you, influence you, or have anything to do with you? And value that belief or judgment. Why that which is aware of any belief or judgment? And can you welcome that which needs no judgment or belief to be? Alright, now let's go through that again with any remaining judgment. could you allow yourself to notice and really feel into any remaining judgment that's arising in this moment, if any? And could you welcome any beliefs about the way you need to be or not be? And could you welcome all the beliefs, feelings, judgments, the whole story that goes with that? And could you allow all of that to be here as best you can? Welcome the whole story. And could you simply let go and allow it to release? Could you notice any stillness? And could you welcome anyone to defend, justify, or explain that? Anyone to change it in any way? Could you welcome anyone in approval? Anyone to control that? Anyone in security? Anyone to be separate? And or in wanting to be one. And once again, could you just simply let go? Could you notice any stillness? And could you welcome that belief and its consequences belong to you, control you, influence you, or have anything to do with you? And only that belief or judgment, only that which is aware of any belief or judgment. And can you welcome that which needs no judgment or belief to be? So we're just going to do one more round of that. And just notice what's actually here in this moment. And could you welcome any remaining judgment that's arising? Just simply allow yourself to notice what's here right now. Any remaining judgment at all. Even just the tiniest little percentage of it. And could you welcome any beliefs about the way you need to be or not be? Could you welcome all the beliefs, feelings, judgments, the whole story that go with that? Just simply allow all that to be here as best you can. And could you just simply allow yourself to let go and release? You don't have to have anything in particular to release. Just allow yourself to let go as best you can. and could you notice any stillness? And could you welcome any wanting to defend, justify, or explain that? Any wanting to change it? Could you also welcome any wanting approval? Any wanting to control that? Any wanting security? Any wanting to be separate? Or any wanting to be one? And once again, could you just simply let go and allow it to release? Could you notice any stillness? Could you welcome that belief and its consequences belong to you, control you, influence you, or have anything to do with you? And are you that belief or judgment? Or are you that which is aware of any belief or judgment? And can you welcome that which needs no judgment or belief to be? Could you simply welcome that which is beyond any of that? And could you just rest as that? Alright, so could you just allow yourself to focus back in? Right here, right now? And you may notice that it feels a whole lot clearer than when first begun. I actually did 4 rounds of those questions. So usually that can free it up quite well. But you're welcome to continue and repeat this anytime you wish. Or repeat it over now if you wish. But it is interesting to note when you came on the call, the mind sometimes is continually turning over and thinking. And just allowing that to free up any time and notice what's beyond can allow for the clearer, deeper reality to reveal itself. That inherent wisdom really that's beyond whatever's thought. Sometimes the feeling can actually block, so it can free that up as well. The at peace, sometimes called a feeling of inner peace, is actually a clarity, a clearness beyond. Because when that mind is clear and still, it's actually free. Anything that appears to be blocking it. So that's the exercise that we're going to do today, complete. If you'd like to know more information on this, you're welcome to check the website, which is newtransformingyou.weebly.com. If you take a look in the introduction to this episode, you'll see that written there. So you're more than welcome to view that website, which has some free releases on there. You can check that out anytime. They're free. You don't even have to opt in. Also, there's a YouTube channel there, I think, which will, from the website, it can take you to the YouTube channel in case it doesn't. If you type in the words Kate Burke Freedom Mind, that should bring you to the free, some free video footage, which is also some free releases on YouTube. If you wish to subscribe to that channel, you're very welcome to. The name is in the introduction, Kate Burke. Freedom Mind is all one word, F-R-E-E-D-O-M-I-N-D. There isn't two M's in it, just one. So that's all for today. Hopefully, from being at this peaceness, it's a great place to take any appropriate steps that are required in any moment and beyond. You don't just have to sit back and do nothing. You may find, too, in my experience, that when it is clear, it's very easy to move forward from, rather than just maybe sit back and do nothing. There's kind of like this natural happening that evolves moment to moment. All right, thanks once again for listening. Bye for now.